WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning on Patriots Day, Marathon Monday. You're going to get your marathon fix coming up later on this morning. I don't know. I don't watch the marathon. Maybe I should, but I don't. And I think, you know, a lot of people probably just want to tune in for the end anyway. And, of course, you've also got your Marathon Monday Red Sox game happening at 11:10 this morning. White Sox and Red Sox. We also have the news this morning that Pope Francis has passed away at the age of 88. We can get your thoughts and reaction to that at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We will be joined, as far as I know, we'll be joined in the 8 o'clock hour by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo. Even though it is a work holiday for him, he'll get up early anyway and come in for us. And you can call in with your questions for the Council President. Reminder that City Councilor Brian Gomes will be on tonight on Freedom Fools with Brian Thomas, 6 p.m. Brian's also filling in for Barry today, so he's going to have a full plate today. Barry is off for the holiday. But I did just share an article that Barry wrote a little while back on the WBSM Facebook page that I thought might help you out today. If you are going to be heading out to the butcher shop, say, and picking yourself up a nice steak to throw on the grill because we're going to have nice grilling weather today. Well, a little tip there from Emeril Lagasse on how to best cook up that steak. I thought about a steak the other night. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a nice big ribeye for WrestleMania. Grill that up and that'll be my dinner for WrestleMania. But I opted not to get that and had some chicken breast instead. But that's all right. WrestleMania was, night one of WrestleMania was not ribeye steak worthy. It was okay, but it wasn't great. And last night was pretty good. Really good, actually, for most of the card. And then the main event kind of ruined things. If you could have taken all of night two minus the main event and just subbed in the main event from night one into night two, you would have had one of the best WrestleManias of all time. But there was just too much that didn't have a build to it. And it felt more like a regular premium live event in a WrestleMania setting. You know, you didn't have these long feuds. The other part of it, and this is another thing that I think is hurting WWE. When it comes to, I mean, granted, they're doing better than they ever have, right? But if you're trying to win over new fans at WrestleMania, which is what WrestleMania does, it's a time when the casual fan tunes in and watches, especially now that you don't have to pay, you know, $50, $60, $75, $80 to get it on pay-per-view. A person tunes in to say, well, let me see what's going on. And then you can watch kind of the culmination of storylines and then see where the new ones are going to go. And I can, WrestleMania 14 is when I got back into wrestling. You know, I stopped watching for a couple of years in the 90s, just, you know, I was working Saturday mornings, and I didn't keep up with the Saturday morning stuff. And Monday nights, I'd usually be out with my girlfriend, so I wasn't watching Monday Night Raw. And this is before DVR. So I didn't really keep up with it. But my brother ordered WrestleMania 14 and said, and I was home for the night, and he said, do you want to watch WrestleMania with me? And I did. And I was like, wait, is that the Ringmaster? Who's this Stone Cold guy? And then I got caught up with everything and said, well, and I've been with it ever since. There's times when I'm not super into it. Like during the Thunderdome era, I couldn't do it. I watched some things here and there, but I wasn't a regular weekly viewer. And then there's entire years worth of stuff that like I don't remember at all. Like I was watching the induction of Michelle McCool into the Hall of Fame. I was like, I don't remember that era of SmackDown at all. I watched it, but I just don't remember any of it. So yeah, so I've understood the idea of the casual fan coming in at WrestleMania and then getting won over by the product, but it's hard to do when they're screwing it up by having Peacock run the commercials during the packages where they're hyping up the match. So if you're watching on the free version of Peacock, you're missing the build for these matches. And yeah, I get it. You should pay for the full version of Peacock if you want to see that, but you're trying to win new people over here. You want them to understand the emotion that goes into this match. And I saw some reviews online and said, wow, the packages for these have been excellent, better than the matches themselves. Yeah, well, I don't know. I didn't see them. Because I'm not paying whatever it is for Peacock every month on top of everything else I pay when I get a free version of Peacock included with my cable. By the way, May 8th, for those of you with Peacock, season 2 of Poker Face. Very good show. It's like Columbo with a twist. But anyway, and it's definitely, it's an homage to Columbo. They're not shy about that. But anyway, the night one did not live up to the excitement. And then night two, you know, people were like, oh, it was such a great main event until Travis Scott showed up and ruined it. I don't think it was that good to begin with. I understood what they were doing. I understand that, you know, John Cena in this new heel role has to be this guy that's like, I don't care about wrestling, and I can beat you without having to wrestle. And I can take my time, and I'm not doing this for the fans. I'm not doing this for the fan reaction. And I get it. It fit his character, but it just seemed like a letdown after some of the really great matches that had happened earlier in the night. And there were some fun surprises, although how much of it was a surprise, I don't think was much to anybody. By the way, this is going to be full of spoilers if you haven't watched it yet. But I don't know about you. I was fairly certain that once they said Bayley was injured and wasn't going to wrestle, that Becky Lynch was going to replace her. Because I knew Becky Lynch was probably coming back either during WrestleMania or this week after WrestleMania when she said that she was, you know, not wrestling anymore. Like last week she was on a stage and she said something about, you know, I'm retired now or something like that. And people were like, oh, she's never coming back. I was like, well, that means she's coming back this week. Because I think at SummerSlam we get Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch versus CM Punk and AJ Lee. And it's funny because I called a lot of this. I told my brother on Thursday, like, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. But the one thing I wasn't sure about, I was like, how can you put the title on Cena for number 17 when he's a heel? Like, you want that to be something the fans celebrate, but I guess they're happy letting the fans be divided over this. So I get that the WWE is in this huge position now, global sensation, worldwide, selling out every arena. But I can also tell you that every event that I've watched, whether they're good or bad, I've said, oh, I'm glad I don't have to pay for that anymore. I'm glad that's included with these services that I already pay for, or else I don't know that I wouldn't be dropping $50 a month on them. Or whatever. WrestleMania was always more than 50. I can't believe there was a time I used to do that. And what's funny is we used to get people together and everybody would chip in a few bucks, so that would kind of take down some of the cost, and then we'd end up ordering food. And, you know, so even by the time you chipped in and bought yourself some food and all that, it's like costing like $20-$30 to have pizza and sandwiches and watch WrestleMania. But $50 to sit there and watch it alone at home, I would never do that. And I'm sure that that's a big reason why they've had this big explosion, is because people don't have to pay anymore. But if you looked at some of the photos going around on social media of people who paid, you know, $400 or $500 for their WrestleMania seats, and then they took a picture of where they were sitting, and you can't see anything. You can't even see a screen to watch what's going on. Reportedly, people were watching on their phones on Peacock what was happening in the same building they were in, that the building was just too big. And if that's the case, why are you charging $400 for a ticket? And then there's people commenting on it on social media saying, well, you're stupid because I waited till the day of and I got a ticket in the lower bowl for $350. That's still no better. You know, this isn't the Super Bowl, although it is the Super Bowl for the WWE, but it's not supposed to be the Super Bowl. And I'm not somebody that complains and says that the advertising is too much. You know, the product endorsements are too much. The way they've worked on all the, you know, this match is sponsored by this. And then you get the wrestlers coming out dressed as video game characters because that match is sponsored by a video game. Like, that stuff doesn't bother me too much. It's always been around in wrestling. But it does bother me when somebody wants to go to an event like that and they can't go because to take the family would cost them $10,000. But I guess when you are selling out every arena, you know, it's not an issue anymore. So I'd be interested in your thoughts on it. Again, the first night wasn't too impressive. Just felt like a regular premium live event, or some people said it seemed like a regular Monday Night Raw. And I guess you can make that argument that a lot of those matches have already happened on Monday Night Raw. But I thought last night was much better and certainly kicked off with what was the match of the entire weekend, with the triple threat for the Women's World Championship. So if you're going to watch any match from the weekend, I would watch that one. And then if you need to see it for storyline purposes, you know, the main event of night one. It'll be interesting to see where they go tonight. Of course, the Raw after WrestleMania is always the biggest Raw of the year. You're going to have people who are debuting. You're going to have people who are returning. You're going to have NXT wrestlers that get called up. These are the things you can expect on the Raw after WrestleMania, because this is where they start the new batch of storylines, although some of it will still be unfinished business that goes into Backlash, but it'll be interesting to see who shows up, because I think they're already teasing one return for SmackDown on Friday. Which I would guess is Aleister Black coming back from AEW, but who knows who else shows up tonight. So I would give it, if I had to give the overall weekend a rating, I'd give it a B. People, a lot of people are upset about the Travis Scott cameo, about him being there and getting involved in the main event. And listen, for all of you people that are like, oh, who is this guy? Who is this guy? Obviously, you know, you're not the demographic he was intended for. But he's one of the top music superstars in the world. They had Bad Bunny involved. Now they have Travis Scott involved. Like, these are huge crossover artists that lend a lot of legitimacy to a certain audience for WWE, and that's what they're looking for. The same way at WrestleMania 1, there were people who were longtime wrestling fans going all the way back to the 50s who were like, who's this Mr. T guy? What's he doing here? The A-Team, that's just a TV show. Who cares? Why is this Cyndi Lauper lady involved in wrestling? They've always sought that crossover connection. And you can tell by all the celebrities that were there, they all want to be involved. So that part didn't bother me. What bothered me is that it just seemed like it was a rushed ending that didn't really make much sense. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments.
Remember mad cow disease? It may be back in a different form. Three dead in a New York house fire. And crosswalks hacked in Washington.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Tributes are pouring in for Pope Francis, who died this morning at age 88.
Vice President J.D. Vance met Pope Francis at the Vatican on Easter Sunday, just hours before the Pope died.
Pray for you every day. Bless you.
Your friend will lay on your joy.
After the news broke, the vice president said his heart goes out to the millions of Christians all over the world who loved him. French President Emmanuel Macron said that Pope Francis always sided with the most vulnerable and the most fragile, and said a great pain would be felt in France and around the world. Israeli President Isaac Herzog called Francis a man of deep faith and boundless compassion who fostered ties with the Jewish world. I'm Michael Kastner.
A tech company partnering with the University of Pittsburgh to create AI-powered tools for faster detection. The tech company Leidos has put $10 million towards the project. Their five-year collaboration will focus on developing AI that can quickly detect illnesses such as heart disease and cancer, aiming to reduce diagnostic turnaround times. Leidos has operated a national laboratory for cancer research for more than 25 years. A fatal rare brain disorder similar to mad cow disease has killed two people in Oregon.
The deaths were confirmed by the Hood River County Health Department on April 14th. Health officials say in the last 8 months, there's been one confirmed case and two possible cases of the illness, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Out of the three cases, two have died. The health department said that there is currently no identifiable link between the three cases, and the risk of getting the disease is extremely low. I'm Lisa Carton.
Over 130 international students can stay in the U.S. for now, thanks to a federal judge in Atlanta. We get more from Scott Carr.
A temporary restraining order was issued Friday by U.S. District Court Judge Victoria Calvert against ICE and other federal agencies after the students' visas were suddenly revoked. The judge's order prevents the deportation of 133 students from at least five countries and demands that the students be placed back in the federal Student and Exchange Visitor Program, which is used to track non-immigrant students and exchange visitors.
The number of measles cases in the U.S. has risen to 800.
On Friday, the CDC announced there were nearly 100 new cases over the last week. The majority of the cases remain in Texas, but there are now confirmed cases in 24 different states. So far, 96% of this year's cases have occurred in unvaccinated people. Officials say if these trends continue, the United States could surpass the measles outbreak of 2019 and potentially reach the highest number of cases since 1992. I'm Rob Martier.
Three people are dead, several others injured, as a fire tore through a house in Queens. Larry Kofsky has the details.
Fire officials say it started shortly after 1 a.m. at the home on Chevy Chase Street. It apparently began on the first floor and spread quickly to the second floor and the attic. There were people living on all floors, and investigators say it appears there were no working smoke detectors. New York Fire Chief Robert Tucker.
It's a very crowded house in there, a lot of occupants. And I'll say it again, I won't stop saying it. Smoke detectors save lives.
One of the injured is in critical condition. Three firefighters suffered minor injuries. There's no word on what caused the fire.
The Seattle Department of Transportation says it has fixed crosswalk push buttons that were hacked to play a message mocking billionaire Jeff Bezos.
The department says crews tracked down and repaired hacked crosswalk buttons. The buttons were hacked to play an apparently AI-generated voice claiming to be the former CEO and founder of Amazon with an important message. The voice goes on to say, "Please don't tax the rich, otherwise all the billionaires will move to Florida too." Adding, "Wouldn't it be terrible if all the rich people left Seattle or got Luigi'd and then the normal people could afford to live here again?" The Luigi comment references murder suspect Luigi Mangione. I'm Mark Mayfield.
WBSM Sports.
It was the Celtics over the Orlando Magic at the Garden last night in Game 1, 103-86. Game 2 is Wednesday at 7 o'clock. The Red Sox winning streak stopped at 4 yesterday afternoon as the White Sox beat Boston 8-4. Those two are back in action this morning at 11:10.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Look for mostly sunny skies as we go through the day today. Your high on the South Coast will be near 54. Overnight tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers will likely develop after midnight. Your overnight low near 46. And as we go to Tuesday, look for clearing to sun, and it will be milder, too. Look for your Tuesday high near 61. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Suppose I accidentally got my shit together. Would I get a medal or a pat on the back and a little feather I could stick in my cap or pin to my shirt? Go out in the yard and poke it in the dirt or leave it in the woods where it couldn't be found. If it fell over, would it make a sound? And if it did, would it be the sound that you like? Or should I do it over until I get it right? You say everything I know is wrong, so do me a favor and play along for a minute as the rusty gears turn. Don't be alarmed if you smell something burning upstairs. It's a little BB rolling around in a boxcar. See us together. Maybe it wouldn't be hard to explain if I only had a brain.
And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And we are talking about a variety of topics, of course. WrestleMania last night, the Celtics opening up the playoffs with a win. Seemed like it took them a little while to get in gear, but then once they did, they handled the Magic pretty easily. Dan Shaughnessy wrote that if this isn't a sweep, there should be an investigation done. And I for once, I have to say, I find it hard to disagree with Dan Shaughnessy that the Celtics should take care of the Magic pretty easily. But, like I said, it took a little while for them to wake up, but then once they did, they seemed to have the game pretty much firmly in hand, so we'll see where the rest of that series goes. It's always difficult to defend a championship, but you think you should be able to get out of the first round pretty easy, especially when you're a 60-plus win team going up against a team that had to win a play-in game to get into the playoffs. So we'll keep an eye on that for you, and we'll talk more about it as the postseason goes on. And one thing we're really excited about is the upcoming new Dash Laundromat that's going to be opening in the south end of New Bedford across from Kilburn Mill in the old Advance Auto Parts. It's going to be huge. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be state-of-the-art, just like their current location at One State Road in Dartmouth. So you're going to have two options to choose from when it comes to going to Dash Laundromat to do your laundry. And just like the Dartmouth location has, the New Bedford one will have the option to earn rewards back as you are paying to do your laundry there. So when you're going in there and using these brand new machines, as you're paying for your wash, you're earning rewards back that you can use toward your dry. But what I like to do is not even worry about that at all. I like to just drop off my laundry and have them take care of it for me. And you can get wash, dry, fold service for as little as under $2 a pound. It all depends. Do you want it the same day? Do you want it the next day? Do you want to fold it yourself? But the best deal around is their subscription service. For a small tote, they will pick up, wash, dry, fold, and deliver back to you your laundry for just $89 a month. That includes premium detergent, dryer sheets, and a softener. And if you've got blankets, comforters, or duvets, you can add them for just $10 more per item. Find out more about it all by going to dashlaundromat.com or stop by One State Road in Dartmouth and talk to them there, or follow them on social media as well. You're going to get it done at Dash, just like me. And what a life changer it's been. 508-996-0500. That's my number here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I was one. Good. How are you?
Right.
My nephew ran that race in Boston probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I don't know if I told you that already. He raised $10,000 for Dana Farber.
Wow.
And he what he did was he had... What's the name of that place on... Oh, I'm out of place. I was thinking the wrong name. That hall on where the Mother Mary statue in the front.
Knights of Columbus?
Knights of Columbus, yeah. He had a chili cook-off, and everybody... There was tons of different kinds of chilies. And he also went around and he got, like, baskets from different companies, and they donated them. I won one, and but it wasn't fixed. Everybody had to buy tickets when they came in. And... But he did a great job. Ricky, I think you know Rick Riley.
Yeah.
From Standard Times. Yeah, mm-hmm. Him. He ran it. Now he's got a little baby girl, so it's like she's only a year and a half. She's so precious. And then what else was I going to say? The Pope. Oh, God bless him. He did what he wanted to do right at the end. He wanted to bless everybody and do that Easter Mass. And then that was something else that just happened just like that. Jeepers. I didn't know about it until you said it on the radio this morning.
Yeah.
What time did he die?
It was 7:30 something local time. So, you know, I think they're about 8 hours off from us.
Yeah.
So, it was, you know, it would have been middle of the night for us.
He was a very sick man, but he did what he wanted to do, and he did it. And I loved him. I thought he was great. And that restaurant, my brother and the kids and his wife, they all tried it. Like, I think the third day it opened, they loved it.
Tailgate,
they loved it. And they brought me back some chowder. That chowder is really delicious. It's really, really good.
Do you think they'll go try that salted caramel chicken sandwich?
I think so. I already told them about that. I know my nephew will. And they even have pasta, because my nephew's girlfriend, she had the chicken Alfredo, said it was really good too. They have everything there.
Yeah, it's a very, very diverse menu. Pizzas and sandwiches and burgers.
Yeah, they needed it. I knew that Rico's was good, but I mean, it was all right, but it wasn't, they didn't have enough on the menu. Not for people that used to go there when it was Buster's.
And I find that these days, you know, you've got to have something different on the menu, because so many restaurants that are opening up have very similar menus. So you need to have that one item that brings people in.
Yes, exactly. And they said they're going to start doing clam cakes, because they asked for clam cakes. They said, we're still going to keep putting everything on the menu. They're not done yet adding everything on, they said, so... Yeah, there's some good ideas, though. That's good that you did that. You had them do that on a sandwich. It can probably be on the menu with your name on it.
Yeah, hey, well, I don't know if they need to do that, but they can come up with a better name than that.
Oh, yeah. No, sir. That'd be great. The Tim.
It's like that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry David finally gets a sandwich named after him, and it's tuna with capers, and he's like, capers? Nobody likes capers.
Oh, I love them. I love capers, my salad. But, yeah, my brother, he likes all those cartoons you like, too. Oh, my God. He's 55, but he likes all those, Bob the Burger and what's the other one? Bob Burger and what's...
Family Guy, Simpsons.
Family Guy.
Yeah.
Oh, Simpsons. Oh, yeah. Kidding. He loves all that stuff. I said, what are you watching? He goes, I'm watching something. I'm busy. I said, oh, my God. When there was a cartoon, I said, oh, jeepers.
Hey, cartoons can be for grown-ups, too.
Yeah, but I like Flintstones when I was younger. Jetsons and all those people there. Those are my friends.
All right.
But anyway, you have a great day. And did you have a nice Easter?
I did. I just stayed home and watched WrestleMania. That was my whole Easter.
Oh, that was nice. We had people over here, and about 12, 13 of us, I guess. And, it was nice.
Oh, well, glad you had a good one.
Tired. That's good. What'd you make for that?
No, nothing. I didn't have anything fancy.
No, we had ham, and she made cheeseburger, homemade cheeseburger for the pasta. Cheeseburger macaroni.
Oh, very cool.
And she made it homemade, and everybody, oh, my God, they all loved it.
All right.
Yeah, she's a good cook. All right, you have a great day.
You as well. Take care.
See you. Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, I got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. What are you looking at? She was a of course, that is Sour Girl by Stone Temple Pilots, and that goes out to the woman that was complaining last night after she was struck by Stone Cold Steve Austin on an ATV. I don't know if you saw that part on WrestleMania. Stone Cold came out to announce the attendance on the second night, and that's what I knew, by the way, that he wasn't going to be involved in the main event at all, which was my original prediction. But I knew he wouldn't be involved in that once he came out for the announcement of the attendance. But he came down on an ATV and rode it around the ring a couple times, then slammed into the barricade that separates the front row from the ring area. And this woman gave a LeBron-worthy flop performance minutes after he struck the barricade. She was like, ah, that went down. And then after he left the ring, he went over to go check on her, and there was CEO Nick Khan. He's the CEO or the president. Well, whatever his title is. He's the top guy. Triple H is in charge of all the creative, but Nick Khan's in charge of all the business. And he was addressing her, injuries, I guess, or claims or whatever. But, man, when you sit at the front row at WrestleMania, that kind of stuff's going to happen. It says that right on the back of your ticket. That's why. But I'm sure she just saw an opportunity to get a little something out of the WWE. But by the way, those people, there's a reason why you see the same people sitting in the front row of all of these events. I've seen all kinds of online theories about, well, this is how they get them. This is how they get them. They're the first person in line. Or, he must own a business where he can be the... No. These are hookup tickets. There's no way that these people are getting those seats magically every time. Nobody's that fortunate. The fix is in to get those people in the front row because green shirt guy, Trinidad and Tobago guy, they're all people that become characters. So they get access that other people don't get to those tickets. So you can't convince me otherwise. But anyway, that will be something that we'll see if anything comes out of that. Also, I left out one of the other highlights of last night. Dominic Mysterio winning the Intercontinental Championship. And just the way people have gone from booing him out of the building to cheering him wildly when he won last night in a matter of months is great to see. And people think, oh, he was so hated before. Like, no, he was never hated. People didn't hate him at all. They were booing him because that's what they were supposed to do. They were booing him because they loved the work that he was doing as a heel. They loved the fact that he was doing. And that's the thing, man. You got to understand that in wrestling, the audience is playing a part too. And they need them to play that role. But also, I mean, Mysterio has done a great job of, you know, behind the scenes and, you know, when he's out of character, just showing what a good, humble guy he is and how hard he's worked, despite people thinking that he's going to have an easy road. So good to see him get those kind of cheers at WrestleMania, and it could affect that storyline going forward for the better. Because I'm about done with the Judgment Day. I'm ready to be done with it. It's run its course. Anyway, 508-996-0500 in the final few moments we have here of being able to discuss WrestleMania. We can also discuss the passing of Pope Francis if you'd like to do that. Coming up the next hour, we'll have New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo with us to talk about all the things going on in the city. But I want to remind you, too, that Councillor Gomes is holding it's going to be the meeting of the Public Safety and Neighborhoods Committee, and that's happening Wednesday, April 23rd, this coming Wednesday at 7 p.m. in the City Council Chamber. But they're looking for downtown merchants, property owners, and business owners to discuss their concerns and ideas on improvements in the downtown and historical areas. And he's going to be on with Brian tonight on Freedom Fools at 6 p.m. to talk about that and much more. So you're going to want to tune in for that. And Brian's also going to be filling in for Barry later on. He'll be here for the Barry Richards Show from 12:15 until 3. So you'll get a chance to talk to him then as well. And if you missed Freedom Fools or his Saturday show or any of our shows here on WBSM, you can always catch our podcasts on the WBSM app or wherever you get your podcasts from, including YouTube, if that's easiest for you. And I know Skeddy wants me to change my YouTube photo, but those photos are the old ones that were uploaded, and I uploaded a new one, and it didn't change on YouTube, so it's fine. Doesn't matter. Doesn't bother me any. All right, I've got to take my final break of this hour. We'll be right back. And it's a beautiful day out there. The sun is shining brightly, and that should get you thinking about perhaps going solar. Because if yesterday was any indication, it's only right around the corner before we're going to have to start turning on our air conditioners and running up those electric bills. So why not get paid to go solar, right? How does it all work? Isaacson Solar can explain it to you. Just go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. Meet up with them, talk to them, and then you won't even have to worry about turning on the air conditioning. You'll let that run 24/7 through the summer months because you're going to know everything's all under control with the power of solar in your home. So reach out to Isaacson Solar, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com, and set up an appointment for them to come out and meet with you and talk to you about going solar.